What do you think of the NFL being in Vegas now?
Well, actually, I spent a lot of time in Vegas, man. You know, obviously, I have the fighting league with Lights Out Extreme Fighting, and it's a big fight town. So I spent a lot of time up there. I trained here and there at Randy Couture's gym at Extreme Couture up there. So I spent quite a bit of time in Vegas. You know, a lot of MMA fighters come out of there as well. A lot of boxers too as well. So it was cool. I got a chance to watch the Raiders Stadium being built from ground up. You know, and I didn't go up there. I think it was four or five months right before the pandemic. And just to know that it was all built, it was nice. It looks nice from the outside, man. So I can't wait to check it out inside.
You train with Eric over at Couture?
Yeah, you know, we got a couple fighters, man, for Lights Out Extreme fighting it up there. So, you know, I get a chance to go and roll around a little bit, you know, when I'm in town a couple days and get my ass kicked or maybe kick some ass, depending on how I feel that day. but, you know, for me, and I tell guys all the time, when you retire from playing football and being in the locker room every single day, you know, it's always good to get back into it, get back to competing in something. It doesn't have to be an MMA or combat sports, but get back competing in something, because if you think about it, we've done it since we were 10, 11 years old, since we were kids. And just don't stop, man, because for me, that's my edge. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on, and that's my release. I'm going in, I'm learning. I spent more time in the last 6 months doing jiu-jitsu than I have been in training combat sports in 13 years. So just always find a way to learn something, having fun with it, man, staying focused and staying active.
So obviously it's Sean Merriman joining us, former NFL star, now in the mixed martial arts world. I just wanted to have you tell people, how did you get into the world of MMA?
Well, actually, I started training back with Jake Glazer between 2005 and 2006. And I was one of his first NFL guys to make that transition over into MMA and combat sports. And I wanted to just learn how to get my hand-eye coordination better, maybe get more violent with my hands and pass rushing, being able to open my hips and use my leverage against those big mammoths of offensive linemen. And I just felt completely different that following year in 2006. I came out and burst on the scene. You know, had a big year, but I really attribute that to being able to just work my hands and being able to pass rush and being able to bend those corners against those big offensive linemen.
Sean Merriman, so I'm curious your thoughts as a former defender, because we're starting to see this transition in football now where I don't know if defense, Sean, is falling by the wayside or if offenses are changing things here. But defense is just not the same level we've seen in the past. What do you make of this? Like, is this something permanent that is, like, going to be with us in terms of football defenses? You know, these shootouts, Actually, I think it's actually basketball-esque. We're seeing, like, 28-point fourth quarters. We're seeing runs and comebacks. It's really shocking to watch.
You know, and I've been watching that, and I always thought it was going to be the opposite way around, right? The defenses were going to look better, and the offenses were going to be slow. And the reason for that, you know, the offseason, if you have no offseason, it just takes time for the offense to develop these timing routes, to get on the same page and the same cadence as your offensive lineman and the quarterback and the wide receivers to the quarterback. But it's been the complete opposite way. And one of the things that I've also noticed, I would call it the privilege to play for a great defensive coordinator, Wade Phillips. One thing that Wade taught me coming into the NFL was keep things simple so you can play fast. I've been noticing a lot of guys on the defensive side have been complaining about coaches being too complex. You know, it's great to have a lot of arsenal in your playbook, but if guys can't go out there and play fast, it doesn't matter. You can draw up the best play, but if the offense go out and shift the guy to one side to the next and the whole defensive scheme changes and now he keeps forgetting his assignment and he can't go out there and make a play, then you're doing yourself a disservice. So I've seen a few guys on the Dallas Cowboys defense talk about it. I've seen a few guys talk about it, Atlanta for the Falcons, and two defenses have been giving up a lot of points. So scale it back. You know, you didn't have an offseason. Scale it back. Let guys catch up. You still got, you know, guys in their first and second and third year. They're still trying to get everything together as far as playing on an NFL level.